podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Yeah, we should probably start recording.
We are recording.
This is the pre-show Blither Blather. Go for it.
Do it. Do it.
Press it. Press record.
Yeah. Push it.
Have you seen They're in a Commercial?
I love that commercial because I love that song, but yes, it is a little sad.
Yes! I'm like, oh dear, no!
Like, what
but
makes
what
it
else
sad?
Are they going to do?
That, like, they're shilling themselves, or that it's just not
going to be they're shilling themselves with their one hit song from however long ago.
They had more than one hit song. Let's talk about sex.
Okay, I guess my point is, I haven't heard much from them since then until this.
Well, one of them got super Christian, like super, super Christian, and then they had a reality show where they tried to get back on the road, but then the one Christian one wouldn't do the Shoop song or the Let's Talk About Sex song or any of like the sexual songs, and then there's this big thing, and I think it was on like Lifetime or Oxygen or some kind of booby channel.
But like, I always wonder why it's sad when someone has success. And then they do something that still makes them probably a good amount of money.
Oh, yeah. I think it's like, funny, but it almost it takes away from it. And then, but it might introduce the song to new people. I don't know. It's kind of like when they do remakes, you know, like, or samples, like, you know.
It's like I don't even have an hit that people are clamoring for me to redo.
Let's talk about sex, baby, and about how you shouldn't have it before marriage.
Noah, it's sad because you don't see Stevie Wonder shilling for AT&T doing I Just Called to Say I Love You because he's not that desperate for money. That's why it's sad.
But I bet he's licensed out that song to like Hallmark or some bullshit like that. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, but he doesn't show up in the commercial like, okay, I'm here. What do we need to do?
Yep.
I got me some back payments to make.
He does have a lot of kids and a lot of wives.
But, like, I mean, I guess doing that because you're desperate for money is better than other things you could be doing.
And we don't know, like, Geico could have gone to them. You know, we don't know they are desperate for money. Maybe they think it'll bring in a new crowd of young people who listen to Iggy Azalea and crap, and maybe they'll be like, oh, more rappers.
And Noah, I agree. That's not the saddest thing that they could be doing.
No,
that doesn't make it not sad. Like, you know, if you go sell blood, I'm not like, well, at least he's not selling organs, so it's not sad.
It's the same, like, Eddie Money did a commercial recently about one of his songs, and Kenny Rogers did a song where you gotta know when to hold him, and like...
Yep, that was also
Is that
Geico.
All Geico? So Geico's just picking, like, all these oldies to appeal to our group,
but like when I think Starbucks had that shot and they had the guys from Survivor singing Eye of the Tiger, following the guy around.
The Dan.
Great commercial, still sad. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, special guest Robin is back on the show, and she talks about teaching music in a Catholic school. Andy talks about religion with his child. Noah pays a visit to see my toddler, and I talk about buying a Christmas tree. Then we do a first ever sequel to a high five list as we do another high five Christmas songs. And when you hear this sound,
make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast. Delicious.
I don't know if I go that far. Welcome to Tancast.
It's delicious.
Don't you try to argue with it.
Open your mouths, drink it in.
Well, you know, not too wide.
Get a sip of that tan.
Yes.
And make sure to swallow, don't spit.
Oh, yes.
You can twist it around.
Bob is like, this is pretty spit worthy.
I'm just saying, I think we should leave it up to the listeners whether they want to spit or swallow, you know? Sometimes,
fair enough.
You know what? That is the gentlemanly thing to do.
People, you know, sometimes there's a lot of carbs in certain things, and so that's why sometimes women spit and men spit if they're watching their carb intake, like if they're on Atkins. Fun little science fact.
And by the way, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And I'm Robin, the R in Rantcast.
Yes! Booyah!
Or Tarncast.
By popular demand.
Trancast.
That's a whole different show.
It is.
That's the after show.
Let me tuck this back. Here we go. All right, let's do it.
I didn't even know it was out, Andy.
Who's going to help me clean up all these raisins? I'm serious.
Oh, call back to jokes people haven't heard.
Exactly.
It's okay, Tim. I still laughed.
A friend of mine was with her friend at a McDonald's, and there was this what they assumed was a transsexual woman, man. How do you say it?
Transgender is the correct term, Tim.
And it's what they're trying to strive to be is what you refer to them as.
Yes, it's what they identify themselves as.
Okay, so it was a woman. It was a. Can I just say trans and knock off the last part of it, so I don't have to worry about it?
Yes.
Yes, but as long as you don't take the S off and put a Y there, then you're okay.
Okay. What if I put a Q there just to be different?
That's
it was a trank woman.
Like
she was super sleepy. Yes.
Yeah.
When she talked, you just
fell
asleep.
She was just keeping everything tranquil. You know what I mean? She wasn't escalating the situation.
Yeah. That's like me. Nice. I kind of like that. Trank.
So there was a trans woman there, and actually, now I don't remember if it was McDonald's, and I was confusing this with somebody else's story. Regardless,
they were talking in this voice.
And the comedian and her friend thought that was particularly funny. And then they just came up with this character who always talked in that voice. And then somehow someone spilled raisins in real life. And then the character said, "Someone better help me clean up these raisins. I'm serious." And for some reason, I found that to be the funniest phrase ever.
It's just so oddly specific.
And it has a lot of S's in it. So it makes the whole... stereotypical slur or lisp of homosexual men that not all have.
No.
True. Very true.
Yeah. But when comedians do an impression of a black guy, they use like the, you know, super black voice. They don't use.
Hey, man, what's happening?
They don't use Noah's
voice.
You never
sound like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No. They don't use Noah's voice.
I'm just, you know, they use my voice. Hey, Noah, can you help me out here?
Even when I do my impression of Noah, I do that the other... Say, that is a bad outfit!
Yeah, that's like an impression of, like, Eddie Murphy doing a black guy.
Yeah, even when Eddie Murphy does his black man voice.
Yeah, he does. He gets blacker.
Yeah, well, you have to exaggerate, right? Well, Tim, you're the comedian. You're the expert.
Hardly, but yes.
Tim, do you do...
You have to exaggerate.
Tim, do you do impressions in your act, or... Voices?
Hot as...
Tim is an impression of a comedian.
Nah. It's not that great. It's not that great an impression. I haven't fooled many people. Oh, death.
Don't die.
That's why from now on, when I do an impression of a black guy, I'm going to do it like this. Oh, hello, I'm a black guy. I like a fried chicken.
So then you're offending two groups for the price of one?
Exactly.
Jim, do you want any watermelon?
Where do white women at?
That is always the question, though. Where are the white women at? I mean, philosophically.
Don't ask me.
Let's go find some.
Oh, it's about to get worse. Barack Lives Matter!
I thought you said something about Barack Obama. That's where I went.
That's what I thought you were starting, but I'm like, no, wait, let me suss this out.
Complaints can be addressed to Tim at tancast.com.
he lives at 555.
Main Street.
Anytown, USA. Oh, shit. We lost Robin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh, did we? Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to guess the fact that she hasn't commented on the fact that we lost her means we in fact lost her. Well, while we're taking this moment to just, you know, bro out for a minute, I was thinking we would skiff Tan Laughs this week and just start our high five list as soon as we can.
Yes, I think that sounds good.
And bump some chests.
Since we got started so late.
Yes. Yes, let's press our pecs manly against each other.
Bro it out.
Yes.
Let's talk about bro stuff. Like, yo, man, you ever think about prostate cancer? That shit's scary. Bro.
You know it, dog. You know, man, sometimes I think I ain't a good enough role model for my child. Man. Like, what sort of example am I setting for the younger generation?
I'm trying to stop the vicious cycle of sexual harassment against women.
Speak it, bro. That's bro problems. Hashtag bro problems.
Bro life.
Oh, looks like she just straight hung up now.
Robin could not deal with her jibber jabber any longer.
Yeah, we didn't want her on it anyways.
I'll mention the contest again while we're waiting. We've already had one entrant, as far as I know. Hashtag Tancast War on Christmas. Tweet your favorite of the War on Christmas cards, and you could win a set of You Suck It parking tickets to leave on people's cars. It doesn't have to be during the holiday season. You could do that all year round, because people suck at parking every day of the year.
Every day. Every goddamn day. Even the God bless days, people still suck at parking.
Why do I hear more than two kids in the front room?
Ooh, that's scary.
I think my wife is reproducing through fission.
Either that or you're haunted. Wait, listen Ooh. Carefully. Are they making this noise?
La la, la la la, la 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 la.
Is that the Connect the Dots theme from Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Are they making this voice?
Connect the Dots. La 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 la. It was close to it.
No, they're actually making this noise.
Hello, 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 I'm here.
Robin's back.
I'm here.
Are you home, Robin, or are you at somebody else's house?
I'm at someone else's house, but it's my computer.
Fuck that house. That house fucks it up.
I know. Well, that's about
it. Fuck you when you're trying to get laid.
It's the holiday season.
I'm gonna go ahead and say succeeding at getting laid. If she's already at somebody else's house.
It's Kwanzaa time. Everyone deserves a little Kwanzaa time.
A little gift.
I thought Kwanzaa didn't start till after Christmas.
A little gift in the stocking.
Yeah,
it's
baby.
The whole holiday season.
Give me that umoja.
Bonus points for naming one of the days.
Ding!
I guess you're in Atlanta.
I am, but I'm very white.
And he's in the suburb. Oh, wait, your across-the-street neighbor is black?
Yes, my across-the-street neighbor and my uphill neighbor are both black.
Ooh. You're surrounded.
Not really. I got white neighbors downhill, and I have
Andy,
Asian neighbors. I have Asian neighbors. I'd have to make sort of like a chess piece knight jump, and I'd hit some Asian neighbors.
But why don't we all just hold hands in the middle of the street and sing It's a Small World?
We should. It is a rainbow coalition up in this piece.
I notice you've kept all the Mexicans out. Well done.
No, they're Argentinian, but they live a block over.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same.
South American. They speak Spanish.
Okay. My wife speaks Spanish. Doesn't make her Mexican.
No. I speak Spanish. Doesn't make me Colombian.
My wife!
Yes, your wife.
Did you hear that audibly hurt, Robin?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know. There's just some comedy I don't understand. That's one of the ones.
Oh, they're referencing another podcast.
No. I thought it was Borat.
Well,
Borat.
I mean, it is.
He's
yes,
referencing
it's Borat.
Borat. Yeah. They're referencing that's, Doug Loves Movies.
And also Comedy
yes,
Bang
he
Bang.
He does that. Yes.
Oh yes.
Anytime someone says my wife, someone yells my wife.
Yes.
I've never even seen Borat.
Really?
Really?
And I can't say I have any intense desire to.
It's hilarious.
Have you seen his other stuff? Like,
I haven't seen, no.
Bruno? Wasn't that the other one?
Bruno was the other
one.
And
I haven't seen
movie.
The Dictator, even though one of the guys from How Did This Get Made was in it. And I haven't seen the Ali G show. Wait, wasn't he one of the penguins in Madagascar?
Yes, he was in,
No, he was King Julian.
Well, I saw that.
He was the head lemur.
He's brilliant.
Wasn't he in Talladega Nights or one of those
he
racing
was.
Ones?
He was. He was the French F1.
Other driver.
Yep.
Haven't seen that either.
Really?
Talladega Nights is good.
It's not bad.
I'm apparently avoiding... what the fuck is his name?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yep.
Black Eye Avoid Tyler Perry.
You haven't seen any Tyler Perry movies?
Well, if you want to count the fact that he was in Star Trek 2009, no, I can't make that claim. If you want to get serious, yes, I've avoided every single Tyler Perry movie.
Really?
Where
they're not that
Star Trek?
Bad. Like a couple of them.
Is it Gone Girl?
They're pretty bad.
Oh, I want to see Gone Girl, so that'll be two.
They're not horrible. If you get the right one with the right cast, it can be a nice little story.
Hang on. My youngest is flipping out back in the other room, so you guys talk about Tyler Perry and how he's awesome.
I'm not saying
Tyler
he's awesome.
Oh, Tyler Perry. You're so great.
He had a baby out of wedlock a couple weeks ago.
Good for him, I guess, living down to that stereotype.
Nah. You think with actually, all of his money? No, well, actually, you know with what? All his money, maybe that's why he doesn't want to marry someone.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get legally entwined.
I was going to say, he's rich and famous. That's,
yeah.
Maybe he's living up to the rich and famous stereotype.
There you go. Having hoes in every area code.
Yeah. Or like, you know, the Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon thing. We're never getting married, so that when we split up, eventually it won't be a divorce.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's good planning ahead there.
So how's everybody doing?
I'm good. How was your weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
It's been a while since you've been on here, Robin.
Yeah, I know. Pretty good. Nothing too exciting. Working. It's getting rainy and cold.
You got a new job, right?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I can tell you're excited about it.
It's good. It's just a lot of work. It's hard when you're a teacher and you come in partway through the year because you don't get any prep time or any, you know, usually teachers come in like a week before the school year starts and kind of get time to do everything. But I kind of came in and it was a little rough. So I'm just staying late and doing a lot of extra work that I don't like to do.
Oh,
but next year will be better.
Well, at least there's a, you know, a definitive end to it, to the suffering.
And it's not bad, and the kids are nice. It's a Catholic school, though, so I'm having to be around a lot of Catholic stuff.
Is your skin
Catholics
burn?
Will be Catholicking.
Yeah. I have to go to Mass every Wednesday and help, and I have to help, because I'm the music teacher, I have to help them learn, like, hymns and shit.
Yeah, why don't they teach hers?
There's crosses in my room, and I'm not allowed to take them down.
Can you turn them upside down and just tell everyone they're the cross of Peter?
Well, I broke one.
Oh, wow.
Pretty sure that's a great
you don't jump!
I was just moving it to the side a little bit. I didn't know it was so delicate. it broke, like, the top, like,
to
it just broke into two pieces.
No, it was just at your touch. At Robin's touch, it shattered.
Basically. Yeah, so, yeah. Maybe I'll become all, like, Christian and stuff.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, some big plot to convert me.
That is awfully intensive, though. Like, okay, so we're going to hire her and give her a job. We'll pay her and then work on her slowly.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way I'm going to do it, for money.
I knew a girl like that.
Out of it. But enough about Noah's mom.
Oh. Noah, you need to send you a map to the nearest burn center?
I'm good.
Kid some aloe.
Yeah. I had an interesting interaction about religion this week with my child.
Hey, I hope you tell us about it.
Really, Tim? Because he will.
Oh, no. Whether he wants it or not, it's coming.
That's why I decided to just take the position that I wanted it to happen.
Yes, I am Tancast number one ear rapist.
Like all the women Bill Cosby hung out with.
Oh, and that happened.
Okay, tell us about religion.
All right. So Drew, just at random, one morning this week, says, "Daddy, do you think that that Cameron's family celebrates Christmas?" I'm like, "Well, knowing how you usually treat, do I think X?" I'm going to say no, because that's usually your, this is not the way you would think it would be, and you never ever make it the obvious one. So no, I don't think she celebrates Christmas. Like, you're right, she celebrates Hanukkah. It's like, oh, okay, so they're Jewish. He goes, "What's that?" I said, "Well, it's just a..."
Those are the people that killed our Lord and Savior.
And those are the ones that are going to hell.
Exactly. And they control the media.
Oh, blood libel.
All emails can be sent to Tim at
Send your emails to bill.cosby@rapist.net/org. That impression got worse with every word I said until it was just me, kind of congested and whiny.
Yeah, he wanted rapist.com, but Mike Tyson already had it.
Anyway. So what did you say about Jews?
So anyways, I just sort of told him, I was like, "Oh, well, you know, buddy, I've told you several times that, like, you know, there are different people who believe different things, and, you know, they don't all believe all the stuff that you've heard from Grandma and Pop and the stuff that they've talked about in your classroom." He's like, "Yeah." I said, "Well, that's just a different thing." And he said, "Oh, are we Christian?" He's like, "Well, Grandma and Pop definitely are. Mommy, sort of, maybe. Are you Christian?" That's a good question, buddy. I was raised Christian, but I don't really think I'm Christian anymore. I think I decided to think differently about that stuff. Why? That's a long story, bud. Why don't
how
we
old is your kid? How old is
He's
this
six.
Kid? Okay, that's not okay. That's not,
yeah. 28.
That's not a bad age. Okay, I can do it.
Yeah, it's something I've had to like dance around before, but this is like just very direct questioning.
Well, do you have a tree? Christmas tree?
We do have a Christmas tree. In fact, it's been up since last Christmas. Actually, it's been up, I think. So we have a living room that's like, you know, supposed to be like a formal sitting room or whatever, but we don't ever formally sit in our house. We sort of like lounge around in front of the TV or, you know, playing with stuff in the big family room. Mm-hmm. So we like never really used that room. So for a while it was Drew's, we called it the ball room because we had like a bunch of little like ball pit things.
So he would
up.
Take his balls out and just show them like, hey, yep. Look at my balls.
Yep. He'd be running around the house. Dude, take that to the ball room. Go put those in the ball room. You little tiny fuzzy nuts. Look at them.
All right.
All right.
It just went bad.
Yeah, well, Drew, Robin, just FYI, Drew was born with fuzzy nuts. We've discussed this on Tancast
before. This is not making it better. You're not helping. This is the opposite of helping.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. Do most boys, they're not born like that?
No, we actually took him to an endocrinologist to have it checked out, and he said, nope, he's just fuzzy.
Okay. Tim, tell us about your child's fuzzy nuts.
No. How about that? Yeah.
So,
no fun.
My kid's nuts and my kid's his business.
No. See, you gotta build up a history of this stuff, and then when Drew starts dating, I can whip out old Tancast episodes and talk about.
Oh, good.
Yes. I can show her the Tancast episodes where we discuss his fuzzy nuts. And my computer went to sleep, and all this audio may be lost. Nope, it's the recording. Yay, my computer! All right. I'm just gonna keep moving the mouse around so that doesn't happen again. Anyways.
See you.
So for the longest time, we called the sitting room the ballroom, because it's funny to say, oh yeah, we have a ballroom at our house, to us, because we lack humor in our lives. And then we took all the ball pit stuff out, because Drew was getting a little bit too big for the little tiny ball pits, and also because it was Christmas time. And actually, I think this was 2 years ago, yeah. we set up a Christmas tree in there. It's a fake tree, lights and everything.
I would hope the fuck so if it was 2 years ago.
Yeah. I just want people. I imagine at this point in the story, people are thinking, "Is there just like some like dead rotting tree carcass in Andy's room or in Andy's front room?"
Dropping needles like Lindsay Lohan being chased by the police.
Oh, it'd be bald at this point. It'd just be like sticks, just like dead sticks, tin. You know, like
that,
waiting to catch
fire. That was rough.
That's actually a replay of a joke I've used every Christmas since Lindsay Lohan fell off the wagon.
I feel like every joke you guys make is a replay or a callback.
Sorry.
Yeah, we can only come up with so much new material.
Yeah. What, we start to make new shit? No, we're just reliving our quote-unquote glory
good
days.
Good point.
We're no Seinfeld or come up with new shit all the time.
Yeah, fuck that. That takes effort and, what's that other thing that we don't have? Skill.
That's
so the ballroom got converted to the Christmas room, and when we went to take everything down, Drew was like, no, leave it the Christmas room. So we left it the Christmas room. And eventually, Caitlin's parents came and visit, so like a lot of the ornaments on the trees and like the various different little, you know, like standee things got taken down and put away. But the Christmas tree is still there, sitting up in the corner of the Christmas room. So in a week, when we go to decorate again, it's like halfway done already. We are good to go.
When I was a kid, we had a living room that we didn't really go in much. But it was, you know, we decorated for Christmas. However, my parents, you know, had enough wherewithal to take shit down. But the next year, someone asked me, like, Tim, do you know what... One of my parents asked me, do you know what Christmas is? I was like, yeah. And I ran to that room. It's this room.
Nice. Christmas is encompassed all in this room.
No, that's the only purpose of that room.
Fortunately... Michael and James don't live in a household with superfluous rooms, so Christmas, the room where we celebrate Christmas is where we celebrate everything else.
It's also the room where you eat, the room where people have to go to poo, it's also...
Michael, do you know what Christmas is? Yeah, it's this spot right here.
Yes. It's this tiny spot on the carpet where my toys are now. Did you already start? How was everybody's week?
We talked about how Robin's weeks were and new job and whatnot. That's how we got into the religion thing and how we got into me talking about Drew and
the
questions.
I'm teaching music at a Catholic school, so I have to go to Mass every Wednesday, and I have to teach hymns as part of my curriculum. And I have two crosses in my... I used to have three crosses in my room, but I broke one by accident, so I'm going to hell.
Okay, yeah. I was there for the broken crosses and the hymns.
You should you should teach him Inagata Devita.
Inagata Devita, baby.
What's the one about the spirit in the sky? Is it spirit in the sky?
Yes, it's spirit
going
in the sky.
Up to the spirit. That was a
spirit
good one.
Spirit in the sky.
That's where
I'm going to go
when I die.
I don't know. Yeah. It's like a easy listening adult contemporary.
They're saying in the Garden of Eden, right?
Inagata Devita is in the Garden of Eden, yes.
Right. It just sounds like all mumbled, right?
Yeah, and I think that there was like a limit to how long the title could be, so they actually just wrote the title as Inagata Devita.
Inagata Devita, baby.
Well, I bought a Christmas tree this week.
Hooray!
Ooh.
And that
a live
is
one?
That is some bullshit. When did that start getting so expensive? I thought a Christmas tree was like $30.
That's what I thought too, and it's not. I wanted like a little small one. I thought a little small one would be like $10 or $15, and they wanted like $50 for like a 1 2-footer.
Yeah, for like a fucking Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's not so bad. $50.
Like it is, but people pay it, so that's why
people are great. I went to five different lots to find the cheapest one I could.
So
that's the spirit of Christmas there. That's nice.
Could some of that maybe be the drought?
I think they're always that expensive, aren't they?
I remember being expensive last year, but we bought it at a church, and I assumed it was just, like, markup to help Jesus.
Mm. That extra Jesus tax.
He needs help.
Jesus.
So this year, we're like, well, we're not going there again. And then everybody else is like, this
Wait.
One lot didn't even have the prices posted. That's how expensive they were. Like, I had to go behind the counter, and they were just like, for this tree, an arm. For this tree, a leg. For this tree, your firstborn.
Were you dressed nicely? You should
you
dress
can't afford
poor.
It.
Maybe they change the price depending on what you look like next time, like dress poor and
don't bring
they
were
written down already. It wasn't like they told me special prices.
Yeah.
Like it was a little tiny sheet, but I had to move. I had to put my glasses on and look behind the counter just to see it.
It's one of those, sir, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
That's it. Christmas trees. Fuck them.
Dude, I bought my last Christmas tree several years ago.
Yeah, I think we're getting a fake one right after Christmas.
But
yeah.
They smell so good, and like
I know the smell is the main reason we buy it. But I'm thinking we will get a wreath from now on.
Oh yeah,
that has
and
the
get
same
some
smell.
Glade, yep. Get some Glade, and spray that shit on me.
You know what? Sometimes I want my Christmas tree to smell like I don't know cinnamon and oranges.
Well, you have yours year round, so you could do like
winter fresh.
Yeah.
And then the summer, since you have your tree all year long, you could do like coconut and like sun stuff and beach.
Yep.
Or new car smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could do anything.
Tide pool. Be like down by the waterfront.
You make a little like, you could just buy a whole bunch of them, make a whole jungle of Christmas trees.
I could make that room ridiculously Christmassy. I could make it a fucking Christmas forest.
Just in that one room.
I would have to bring in an electrician to get some more power to that room. No, you know what? Those little LED lights, they don't put as much draw on the circuit.
Or instead of just doing it all Christmas, you could do every holiday in that room. So just
a different tree?
No,
but
not
you could
with
do
a
like
tree.
A Halloween. You could do a Halloween tree, and you could do a Fourth of July tree.
Yeah.
You could do an Easter tree.
That's just
sure.
all fireworks that you light on fire.
You could do a Martin Luther King tree or a Black History tree.
Yep. Just hang some watermelon and fried chicken off of it. That one's done.
Or go old school and hang some black people.
That's true. I could hang some blacks from the tree.
No, you
can. I was waiting for one of you to say it, so I was like, fuck it. I'll do it.
Thank you, Robin. I don't know I would have gone there.
I was busy flipping through my fucked up Rolodex, and I couldn't come up with anything.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it, but you guys made me because you didn't.
Well, Robin, we should have expected it. We saw what we were wearing.
I had a hard time picking. Never mind. No. Talk about your week. I was going ahead to Christmas songs. Go back to Noah's week.
Noah, you there?
What? What were you going to ask me? Hello?
How was your goddamn week?
Oh, you both were talking at the same time, so I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Oh.
They weren't. You may have different delays for the two of them.
My week was good. Oh, I saw... Well, I don't know if you want to talk about... I can talk about movies I saw. That's pretty much the only noteworthy thing that happened this week.
Really? That's the only noteworthy thing that happened this week, you fucking cocksucker?
Yep. I can't think of anything else that would have happened that would have been of note. Let me think. No. I saw Tim.
Noah finally met my fucking kid.
I did.
Wait, you have one and specifically for fucking?
No, I have one specifically from fucking.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, he's cute. And, you know, Michael said he was excited to see me, but that kid just runs away.
He was super excited. He was playing pretend on the train with Noah all week before Noah got here. And then Noah got here, and he was smiling and hiding behind people.
Yeah.
As he does.
But then he got his makeshift ice cream truck. Had you order fake ice cream?
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
Yep. How old is Michael?
And then kept trying to shovel shove other desserts upon us.
Cakes. Yeah,
how about some cake?
Pies.
How about some cupcakes?
Oh, cupcakes. That's right.
It's like, you trying to give me diabetes, kid?
He's trying to get you to gain some weight back.
Diabetes.
He liked you when you were more cuddly.
Yeah, he's trying to sabotage the hard work you've been doing by subconsciously making you crave sweets. Now you'll be craving them for real.
It's Inception, Noah.
No, it is. It is Inception.
We gotta go deep.
Then Noah got a ride in my sweet minivan.
I did.
No.
Nice. Did you guys hop in the back and see what's what?
No, we didn't hop in the back and see what's what. We know what's like back
there. Mike was in the back, and that's what was what.
Although, you know, you can get away with more stuff in the back.
You can or cannot?
Can. Like, if you
does it have three? Yeah. Does it have three rows or just two?
Three rows.
Boom.
What I should have done, Noah, to put your bike in there more easily is the back two seats, like, fold all the way down into the floor so it's all nice and flat, and I forgot to do that before we threw your bike in there.
Oh,
what a jerk, Tim.
Yep.
Man, you know, Tim, fucking give Tim me a ride and you don't lay the feet all the way down. Asshole.
Yeah.
Then we had some Panda Express.
He didn't show you the cuddle zone?
No.
Panda Express.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tim, you sure know how to treat a lady.
Actually, he bought it for me.
Oh.
And I'm not a lady. Okay.
What?
What?
All this time?
There goes the train cast.
That explains the huge dick. Finally, that makes sense to me. Okay. Sorry, let's continue.
It's all becoming clear.
Yes.
But yeah, it was good. I like seeing, I mean, you know, a baby is cute. I am not, like, so enamored with, like, babies as much as other people. Like, they're cute, but they aren't really interesting to me. Just because they're like, oh, you know, not really doing much. You're just laying there. That's cool. Come back, you know, in a year or two when you got some personality. Like Annie, she loves like babies, just any size, just like, oh shit, look at that baby.
Is that what she says? Oh shit, look at that baby.
Yeah. Her voice gets all different.
Like Sanford and Son, all of a sudden she has a red dress.
Elizabeth, oh shit, look at that baby.
Exactly.
I love
and all
this
of a sudden
show.
She gets transported to a junkyard.
Not a baby made me ovulate.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else we talked about. Yeah, we just hung out and caught up a little bit. It was good to see my buddy Tim.
Did you talk about sex, baby?
No, we did not.
Okay.
Not as such.
Not.
I saw Tim's mom. She had it going on.
Yeah.
Tribe.
You asked if she listened to Tancast, and for some reason that got brought up again after you left. I was like, no, I just was talking about that. She was like, you guys are just too fucking mean to Andy, and Andy is too polite to yell back at you guys.
That's what I used to say.
Did she say fucking?
No.
Oh, okay.
It always amuses me. People like, you know, jumping to my defense on this.
I know, especially women. Like, it's
funny.
That's
the game he's playing, people. Don't you
see? And he pulls in the female audience, target audience.
The thing is, nobody ever sees all the dick shit I do to rile these guys up. I'm just, like, super polite. Oh, you guys are my friends when we're actually recording.
It sounds like such an abused, like, wife syndrome, Andy. Like,
it does. He triggers stuff for a lot of women.
To upset them.
even my wife was like, you were giving him shit about that thing about, you know, the rental car and like, and I was telling you how it was interesting. I was like, you were doing that to be funny. None of that was interesting. And he was making it longer on purpose. He admitted it.
Yeah, it's like, if you guys, like, if I feel like you guys are jumping down my throat too much, I'll lengthen things. I'll admit it. But, all right.
That's not passive aggressive at all. Suck on this, you rat bastard. That is not passive aggressive.
See, the thing is, like, I got a thick skin, and they know it. So, you know, I'm fine being the straight man to their comedy stylings.
I know, but
we get in there sometimes.
This is true. I also I don't know what it is about me, but when I joke around, I tend to be too mean. So I try not to do it too much to my actual friends.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, I think, like, that comes from being, I mean, not, I don't know for everyone, but, like, for me, like, when I was growing up, like, when you were a young man, like, you know, that's how you joke with each other. You, like, you would kind of be mean to each other.
Yeah.
And, it seems like it's just, like, a carryover of, like, oh, yeah, this is what I used to do.
Well, guys are always like that. Guys just give each other shit. It's how guys hang out. Okay,
do you guys hear that too?
Yes, that's my son.
Okay, sorry, I just was like...
He's wearing his new Star Wars jammies. It's Darth Vader all over.
That is pretty cute.
I kick my feet back and forth, I kick my feet back
Jesus
and
Christ,
forth.
It's like 1 in the afternoon. Get out of your pajamas, kid. Get a
job.
No,
he got out of other pajamas to put these pajamas on.
Get a job!
That's a level. That's some serious pajama wearing.
All right, go upstairs. Or out of this room.
That's cute. Sorry.
I love you, but... I'm not in love with you.
Duke of Underpants.
Okay, Duke of Underpants.
He took a Duke in his underpants?
No, he just declared himself to be the Duke of Underpants.
Oh, all right.
Like Dookie?
Like doo-doo, baby.
That kid used to have the 1,000-yard stare creep me out.
Oh, yeah, he'd just stare right into your soul.
Blink with his
I think I have a picture
eyes.
Of him at Disneyland last year staring at the fireworks like he thought he was going to unlock the secrets of the universe. Wait a minute.
I see it all now. It's all become clear.
He sees through the Matrix. He is the one.
He is Lucy. Shall we do? Shall we start the high five now that we are 40 minutes into the episode?
Let's do it.
High five!
Yay!
High five! 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 Five!
No, that is also a Borat reference.
Really?
High five!
Oh, good. it's one of those things. Now that you know that annoys me, now I'm gonna.
Well, it's also
you guys will do it.
If you ever hear us on the show going, that's because that annoys my wife because that movie creeped her right the fuck out.
Your wife,
and, dazed and confused. I thought you were doing Matthew McConaughey. What was it? I don't.
All right.
Oh no, it's
no,
from...
that's The Grudge.
Yes.
Okay. That's scary.
And don't worry, Robin. We have reached the only two Borat quotes I know, so.
Well, you know, very nice.
Oh, three.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, we haven't used that one. And Noah was kind enough to send me the list of the favorites from last year so that I did not repeat any.
Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
Excellent.
Yes, this is our first ever sequel to a high five. It's never.
And
never
I don't have any
before.
Honorable mentions this year because I don't want to burn some in case you bring this back next year.
Oh, I have like 8 honorable mentions.
I was looking at my honorable mentions. I'm like, fuck, I could have used that one.
In fairness, it was like 2 years ago we did this, if not 3.
Still, I got so many Christmas songs I like.
All right.
There's so many, baby. Though. How can...
They mostly just keep playing the same baby boomer ones over and over and over again rather than making new ones. And most of the
new ones
suck.
I have some new ones on mine because I think it's because of my job. So obviously I was a music nerd. So I've been in like probably a bajillion music concerts and pageants and bullshit. And then when you're a teacher, you have to sing these songs over and over and over and over. And it makes you want to vomit. And I can't even listen to holiday music for fun anymore because the educational process has taken it away from me. So that's why I try and find songs that are newer or not like the regular ones.
Woo!
Sorry.
All right.
That was a rant cast. I just helped rant cast. So now we're rant cast and trancast.
That sounds great. I've always wondered if porn stars masturbate for much the same reason.
Yeah. It just kind of takes the fun out of it. But it's whenever you do anything repetitive, which, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you smoke pot a lot?
Like tan casting?
Me?
Yeah.
What about that?
According to the police, no. Again,
no,
I asked for entertainment purposes
only. I have my card. I'm fine. I'm able to.
Oh, okay. She'd be blazing that shit, yo.
24/7.
That glaucoma ain't going to cure itself.
That doesn't get repetitive?
Oh, yeah. But I do different activities when I do it. But yeah, you're right. I play video games and do different things. You're right.
And it's up to her schedule when she wants to do it. It's repetitive, but it's repetitive on like, I'm ready to do that again, as opposed to like, you have to do this again. You have to do this again. You have to do this again.
Like, I had to sing Joy to the World because the whole school is doing it at our Christmas pageant next week. So I had to sing it with all grades, K through 8, 2 classes per grade. Like, I'm singing it maybe 10 times a day, 6 times a day. And that's rough to sing Joy to the World 6 times a day.
Yeah, it's not like every single day at 4:20.
Three verses, so it's rough. If you had I don't smoke weed 20 times that often a day.
You're like, fuck, it's 4:20 again. I gotta blaze it. God damn it.
Maybe,
like every
maybe
four
every time
minutes
you have
and
to
20
sing a song.
Seconds. That would make it a little better.
You should blaze every time you have to sing the song.
Well, then it'd be like a little Pavlov conditioning where even if I didn't smoke, whenever I heard a Christmas song, my brain would think I was high and then I'd feel good.
Oh, wow. That would save you so much money.
Especially the holidays.
This time of year. The holidays are so magical. anyway, so let's start with my number 5, Joy to the World. Just kidding.
Dick.
Robin, did we lose you?
No, I just had to take a little moment because I thought you were serious. And
oh, God, no.
No, I know what
you
were.
Should I start?
Doing.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
How do you? I'm sorry. How do you? Do you each do like your number 5, and everyone takes a turn, and you do your top 5, and then we talk about it, or is there a
we? Everybody takes a turn. 5, 5, 5, 4, 4, 4.
Okay,
three,
okay,
three,
okay,
three.
Okay, okay. Great.
I just did it in groups of 3. I meant to do 4. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to do – I feel like we strayed away from, like, the traditional ones last time around. So I'm going to do The Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. It's the most wonderful. There's nothing that is more of like a balls-to-the-wall we are kicking off the holiday than that song. It's upbeat. It's Christmas. It's in your face. Let's do this. Christmas time.
And it's really associated with him. Like, it's not – like, a lot of songs have few people saying it that people can think of, but that, like, that is his song, you know?
Yeah, true. I didn't even think about that. That was just the version that I thought of when I thought of that song.
I mean, I'm sure there's others, but like, he really, the one.
He really put a stamp on that one. All right, so there's that.
Very good. Robin, why don't we go in Tran order?
Okay. My number 5 was, so if you guys remember when we were little, they started those very special Christmas CDs, you know, with like the pop stars singing Christmas songs. So one of the ones I liked was Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band does Little Drummer Boy. I like that one.
Okay.
I think I've heard that.
They play it. It's one of the ones they play on like classic rock stations, like that one and Bruce Springsteen, like that one.
Ah, yes.
All right. My number 5.
Wait, it's Andy.
Wait, no, it's Andy. It's Andy. Go ahead.
You piece of shit. Celebrate Christmas, you asshole.
So my number 5 is something I associate with Christmas time. That it's not really like a traditional one, but it's the Winter Movement from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. I like listening to that one when it starts to get cold out.
That's nice.
It's legit.
I approve.
Excellent. Well, if Robin approves, fuck the other two of you.
I was already being positive, you asshole.
Well, you know what? You're owed.
Eat a dick, Andy.
Pass due. You had a pass due, asshole. Coming
now I think the song sucks and you suck. How about that?
I know. Now you can go. While I eat this dick.
This is actually a new song. It came out a while ago, but they added some lyrics to it and made it a little bit more Christmassy. But it's called Christmas in L.A. by a band I'm sure you've never heard of called Wolfpack.
What?
Wolfpack.
Can you spell that, please?
Yeah.
Wolfpeck.
Okay.
What kind of genre is it?
It's kind of funk.
Uh-huh.
By Jewish guys.
Hmm.
I just... I found about them this year.
Wait,
I saw them at a live show.
They're Jewish guys, and their band name sounds like someone with a heavy German accent pronouncing Wolfpack.
What do you think? What do you think Yiddish is, Tim?
German?
No.
Sort of.
I mean, it's all the same area. Random question, Tim. Are you gonna have a link to all the songs on the thingy, or a list of all the songs that we're saying, or should I be taking notes of songs that I'm hearing about that I might want to look up?
I'm writing them down because I'm gonna have them play underneath us.
Okay, that's good. Then that's good enough. That's fine. Okay.
Well, I'm sure you could put them in the show notes, right?
I could, but then that ruins the top five of people listening because they're all written out in the show notes.
So never mind. Maybe I'm the.
All right.
Web.
I'll send you my notes that I'm writing down then.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if they're all Jewish. I think one is Jewish, but I don't know about the rest.
Well, if there's one, then that just ruins the whole bunch. That just copy.
I don't want to have Jewish dispersions on them.
As you know, one Jew spoiled the whole bushel.
I like that song. I heard it recently. I was like, this is a good little song. And I mean,
it's
I like
a good
the band.
Song,
they're not for everybody, though. They're definitely kind of out there, but they're good.
My turn?
Yep.
All right. Christmas Time is Here. By Vince Vivaldi and his Vince Vivaldi trio, but mostly known from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Such a good one.
That was a reaction there, Rob.
I think she's judging you, Tim. No,
oh, okay.
I was being serious.
I thought you were judging.
That is a good one. I was picturing it in my head. Like, it's a good one.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going a different way with that.
There's even covers of it, like Sarah McLachlan does a nice cover of it, and like it's a good song. You can hear the kids singing, and you can hear the piano and everything.
Yeah, they have one with the kids singing and one with an instrumental. I like them both.
They're good. It's a good one.
That was an album I was very happy I purchased. Almost everything on that album I like.
Oh yeah, the whole they do Green Sleeves. They do a few, What Child Is This? They do a few different Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm. And it included the show on DVD just by buying the CD. That was just a little bonus
extra.
That's
really cool.
But then on the DVD, there's a commercial for buying the Blu-ray of it. I'm like, I pretty much got it. Don't act like this was all high definition like fucking pencil drawings from the 70s that I really need to get on Blu-ray. Oh, I can really see where Charles Schulz erased Snoopy's foot for one frame. Who gives a shit?
Good point. I didn't think about that.
It's all about the high def, Tim.
Yeah, high def, single frame advance. That is really how you experience Christmas joy.
That's how I experience my holiday classics, one frame at a time. Robin.
Oh, okay, sorry. So my fourth one, is Jingle Bells by Frank Sinatra. But it's...
Oh, God!
But wait, he has two different recordings, and I like the one that's, like, it's super cheesy, and it has this, like, backup group, and they spell out the word, and it's... Is it that one of yours?
No, I hate that fucking version.
Really? I love how cheesy it is. It's like so cheesy and like cheesetastic. They have the girls singing. You can like picture them all wearing the same dress and like, oh, it's like so cheesetastic.
But they're like, I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Boom. I'm like, I want to punch all of you in the face. Just get to the part of the song I like.
See, that's the thing I like. Like, and then when he comes in, he's like, jingle bells, a jingle, jingle bell. He's like so, like, cheesy. Like, you can picture the glass in his hand, like, and a cigar in the other. And he's, like, by some fireside picking up, like, floozies. And, like, ah, I love it.
Oh, awesome. I didn't think the word floozies was going to get thrown around in today's episode, but you made it happen. Christmas floozies.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's mine.
You can tell by the tightness
mine.
Of their sweaters.
Yeah, and they have little scarves around their necks and whatever. Yeah, that's my fourth one. I like it for the reason why you hate it, basically.
I like it. I like differing opinions.
No, we should. I don't want to live in a world where we all like the same song. Or else we wouldn't be able to do high five.
Or else Justin Bieber might be even more popular than he goddamn is already.
We wouldn't be able to mock Iggy Azalea. She just wouldn't exist.
I don't have any thoughts on Iggy Azalea.
Andy!
Has she released music in the last 10 years? Then I don't know about her.
Yeah, very, very recently. Tim, avoid at all costs.
Done.
So I'm pretty sure this wasn't on our list. Christmas Eve Sarajevo by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Sleep-deprived editor Tim here. We didn't actually say it on the show, but the point was we weren't supposed to use any of the songs that we used in our first top five, in this top five, and that includes our honorable mentions. And this song that Andy's talking about is actually one of the songs I used as my honorable mention last time, but I gave it the wrong title. I called it Carol of the Bells. So that's why Andy's using it again. So technically Andy's cheating, but technically he's not. Fuck it. Yes, he is. Fuck you, Andy. Merry Christmas.
Wow. Robin, just to let you know, these notes are 100% going to be spelled wrong. So you're going to have to spell check this shit.
Okay.
I don't know how to spell Sarajevo, and when you see it, you're going to be like, clearly he didn't.
Sarajevo?
Very good. At least I think so. So if we're wrong, Robin, we are wrong together.
And you say it was Trans-Siberian or Manchester United? No, that's a fucking football team. What did you say?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Trans-Siberian.
Jeez. Manchester it is United.
Yes.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have anything to say about it?
It's kind of a medley of a bunch of different Christmas classics, but with like orchestra
Christmas
plus Christmas classics.
I thought you said Klitsmas. I was like, what kind of what are you saying?
Klitsmas. That's the best holiday ever.
It is.
It is, but it's hard to find.
But at least it doesn't come just once a year.
If somebody.
Mine does.
Oh. That made me laugh and cry at the same time.
I should apologize to my wife right now for making that joke.
Does she listen to all the podcasts?
Yes.
Aww, that's nice.
Sorry, honey. I just needed you for the joke. And for the listeners, that wasn't actually serious.
Christmas movie house.
Listeners, it was serious.
Merry Klitsmas! I am fucking making that shirt as soon as we're done with this episode. Merry Klitsmas.
Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
Dude, just put like a little lump of flesh with like a wreath around it.
Oh, yeah.
Ew! No!
You think that'd be itchy?
Come on! Noah, save us.
What?
Make a little
Christmas here.
Make a hood with some presents sticking out.
Did you listen to that one?
Yeah, you know, when it... I feel like every time you describe something to me, Tim, you make it sound way funnier than it is.
For the other two podcasters and the listeners, I'm referring to the Flophouse podcast.
Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
And they did an episode on the movie Mirrors. But I'm not going to ruin it here, and plus we're running long anyway, but it's so goddamn funny. I think. Noah didn't find it as funny because I had already spoiled a joke for him.
All right.
And, like, I don't know, the way you did it just was funnier. But anyways, my fourth song is the Chipmunk song.
Alvin.
By the Alvin the Chipmunks.
What?
Christmas.
What about it do you like, Noah?
You know, a lot of Christmas songs just make me think of, like, so I should say, Christmas, like, doesn't mean as much to me as it used to. I mean, it's nice to spend time with family, but it was definitely more exciting for me when I was a child.
You're going to hell.
So I do like a lot of songs that make me think about, you know, being a kid. Because, like, you know, that was like, oh, I'm getting presents. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, who didn't like presents? But these days I have my own money and I usually buy what I want, so.
So it's like nostalgia.
When you're a kid, it's like, well, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there's two new songs on here, or newer songs, and the rest are, like, kind of older songs, which make me think of Christmas.
Right.
So
I'm
that
curious.
One's, you know, I used to love Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin!
I think it's funny that Disney released a holiday record, a Christmas record, and one of the songs was the Chipmunk song, as sung by Chip and Dale.
Really? Are they allowed to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they paid the rights to re-record the song or whatever, and then they just had their own Chipmunk sing the song. I don't believe they bothered with any of the Alvin part of it. I want to say Donald was there getting frustrated for some reason because those three are in a, you know, adversarial relationship.
Yes. A love triangle.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about Chip and Dale until you just said that.
Never forget about Chip and Dale.
The original gay Disney characters.
They're like the 9/11 of Christmas characters. Of Disney characters.
Do kids still... Okay, we can circle back to that. Do kids still watch Chip and Dale?
I don't believe they have their own show, but they do appear regularly on Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse.
Okay. I don't have kids, so I was just curious if they're still on.
Well, now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
I just saw I just watched those movies for the first time last weekend. I was just curious what they were about. They weren't that great.
The Chipmunk movies or the G.I. Joe movies?
The G.I. Joe movies.
Ah, yeah.
Sorry, back to Christmas. Where were we?
Oh, is it my turn, or does Noah have more to say?
That's it.
Okay, my number three. Well, let's see. I got two left. I'm going to go with one I'm certain is not going to burn on anyone with something on anyone else's list. The Clark Family with specialist Billy Oakeslee doing Jingle Bells on the banjo.
Aw, fuck you, Tim.
And good luck finding that on the internet. I just bought a random banjo Christmas CD. I fucking love the banjo, and I love Christmas music, and when those two things get together, it's an orgasm of sound in my ear.
Tim also likes mayonnaise sandwiches, so...
No, I don't. At all. Not
he
one
He loves
bit.
Them. It's like,
no.
And Tim,
no.
What are you eating there on the
Damn
couch?
It.
Mayonnaise sandwich?
No.
With Wonder Bread?
No. I don't... No.
I'm like, really, Tim, again?
Did we lose Robin?
We did.
Aw.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
So, shall we bro out and talk about all the songs that we like that are Christmassy and talk about penises?
We can talk about Baby It's Cold Outside, the broiest bro song there is.
Yes, it is.
The Blurred Lines of Christmas, as I called it last year.
Indeed.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay. Baby, come suck this dick. I'll just run away. You can't, the snow's too thick.
You know you want it. You know you need it.
Have another drink until you pass out. And I'll do you here by the fire.
I like those blurred lines. You know you need them. With the jello pudding.
The lines of semen? That was awful. Oh, what the fuck just happened?
Oh
my God.
About that was awful.
Oh. Swallowed half of it.
Inappropriate.
Now, in fairness to me, I was sitting on the toilet yesterday and rewrote the dreidel song to be, I have a lot of back pain, I treat it with a pill, and when I get too silly, you'll know I've had my fill. Oh, oxy, 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 I take you every day, but when it's time to dookie, that's when you'll make me pay. Then I laughed and laughed and laughed. There's Robin.
It's sorry, I'm here.
She's here.
Sorry.
No worries. It is now you.
It's mine. Okay. Number three?
Yes.
Sure.
Counting up or down, yes.
Yes, because Andy likes to go, well, you don't count that way.
Counting up or down, it's three.
I know.
Three. Let me just go.
Yeah.
It's by a singer named Meiko, M-E-I-K-O. Meiko? And it's called Maybe Next Year, and it's kind of a modern song. Kind of singer-songwriter-y, and it's all about how she's been a bad girl and that maybe next year she can be better.
Oh.
That she's, that Santa's probably not gonna... It's almost a little sexy, like, she's been a bad, bad girl, so maybe next year she'll be better.
And what was this called again?
Maybe Next Year.
Maybe Next Year.
So it's sort of,
Did I literally say what was this called again right after you said the title of the song again?
That's okay.
Sort of a Santa baby for the modern age?
Kind of.
The modern emancipation.
I definitely
woman.
Like. Yeah.
Excellent. So this one's kind of corny, and the first time I heard it, I was like, what the fuck, dude? And then the second time I heard it, I was like, this is the best thing ever. It's For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Her?
From the album The Holiday Tribute to Metallica and Christmas wow. for All. I believe it's just some anonymous DJ put this thing together. I haven't been able to actually find a real artist name anywhere on the internet for this thing. But you can buy it from Amazon. It is legit.
Is it too legit?
To quit, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so somebody took a bunch of Metallica songs and made them Christmassy, you know, kind of added, like, you know, sleigh bells to them and changed the beat up just a little bit, but that's still definitely For Whom the Bell Tolls.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Time marches on. Ding 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 ding.
Huh. I got nothing.
Sounds interesting.
I expected you to have nothing.
Well, then I'm glad to have met your expectations.
Yes, I reached under the barrel and scraped some off the bottom of that.
All right, my third one, or however you want to count it, is Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time.
I don't like that one.
Yes.
I don't like that one at
wow.
all.
You got all three of us against you on this one, Noah.
Wonderful Christmas Time.
That just made like the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I don't like that. There's something about that one. As much as I love the cheesy of the Frank Sinatra, like this one's almost, it's a different type of cheese, not a good cheese.
Oh, and there's that weird discordant whatever that backup noise is. It's not even music.
It's synthesizer, yes, and everything.
Yeah. Like somebody raving a moog.
What? I don't even know how that would happen. I don't even know how that would work.
I don't know why I like it.
Cheesy.
I'm sorry, Noah, if you feel we are.
Yeah, it's okay.
Fuck you all. Fuck you all.
Merry Christmas. Fuck you all.
Noah, I am totally judging you, and I'm not sorry if you feel bad about that. Just for the record.
I'm with Andy.
Okay.
Andy's got a point.
Bye.
Yay! See, Tim, tell your mom I live for moments like this. Literally, blade at my wrist. Tim agrees with Andy. Everything's okay.
And
that got dark.
You took the goodwill and squandered it.
Yeah.
Sorry. See, that's what I do, Robin. That's why. That's why they must punish me.
That's like saying that what the girl is wearing somehow caused it.
Yeah, well, I'm always dressed like this, so.
Dressed like failure.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, that's me.
I'm dressed like fat. Just a moo-moo.
Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? That's
it
why
is.
We are waiting. And we're down. Wait, we're three? I thought we were at one.
No, we're three in. You got two more.
Wait.
You got two more, right?
It's not a two more. Classic. Christmas time is here. Jingle bells on the banjo. Oh, that's right. Well, good. I'm glad we weren't all the way done. So this is just... Oh, yes. So I'm... Little Drummer Boy already got mentioned, but I'm going to do specifically the Perry Como version. Something about that song has made me start to tear up recently. Like, I don't know if it's, like, fatherhood, lack of sleep, or... Like, this is a song that was clearly, like, an artist describing how meaningful it is when your art is appreciated by somebody who holds a revered spot in your life. Like, in this particular case, it's a drummer and it's Christmas, but it's, like... He has nothing, so all he does is perform his art for someone who mm-hmm. is, like, you know... I don't know why I'm being careful. Jesus. I mean, it's Christmas.
Spoiler alert.
We can pretty much just say it. And then he gets the smile of approval from Jesus at the end. I don't know why that makes me... And especially the way Perry Como does it. I mean, I noticed a lot of versions do it where they slow down for that last verse and he goes...
Then he nodded.
He smiled at me. Like... although on a practical level, everything about the Little Drummer Boy makes no sense. Like, the Three Kings just happened upon some random drummer and like, hey, we're gonna go see a king. Alright, I'm down. I'm always up for a road trip. Like, what? What the fuck?
It's okay that I'm only a child, strange three men.
And then they get there and it's like, well, I don't have any gifts, but can I play my drum for your infant newborn? Sounds legit. Go for it.
I don't know. I had a lot of friends who did that in college going, but they were following fish instead of Jesus, and that's kind of how it worked out.
But then the kid smiles, and I mean, Andy, I know, kids don't smile when they're that young.
Nope. They have gas.
The very best you can hope is the drumming gave him gas.
Yeah.
Are you saying that your kid should be... judged by the same standards as Jesus?
Yeah.
I think if he could turn wine into water or water into wine, like, he probably was doing a lot of things at an early age. Maybe he did smile.
So you're saying Jesus was the original gifted toddler?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, they should get rid of that baby Einstein's bullshit and just make baby Jesus's.
I bet they'd sell a lot. Your kid, you too can have a kid like Mary.
And what dicks were the wise men? Like, hey, you want to come with us to a kid's birth party? Yeah, we already got our gifts, so we're not going to stop along the way for you.
Yeah, sorry. We're not going to share ours with you, or like, you know, you can't be one of us and we can't give it to them from
the
all of us.
The myrrh is from both of us.
Yeah, can I put my name on the card at least? No, man, I already signed it in the envelope. We can't open it.
Sorry, it's already sealed.
Sweet and sour baby Jesus.
They know. All right,
Robin.
Sorry, okay. Sorry.
No, I just forgot who was next until I just shouted it out
so,
loud.
So, I have a three-way tie for number two, only because it's by the same...
Sounds sexy.
So there's this singer, Sufjan Stevens, S-U-F-J-A-N, Sufjan. I always never know how to pronounce his name.
I think
Noah, do you know?
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens, something like that.
S-U-F-J-A-N, and then Stevens is normal. Well, yeah. You know, typical. Anyway, so he has a whole bunch of Christmas CDs that are recent and very modern and stuff like that. And there's three songs I really like that are Come On, Let's Boogie to the Elf Dance is one of them. And then Christmas Woman is the other one. And then my third one is Christmas Unicorn. And it's all about being a Christmas unicorn and how...
It's about being the lady, the third person.
And the U.S. commerce. And like what it's like when you don't really like... You know, how you're one of a kind and stuff like that. So, yeah, they're kind of random, but if you're ever looking for something that's not typical,
you know,
for Christmas stuff.
I saw this dude's name pop up one time in some other, like, it was probably on Pandora or something like that. And I thought, oh, Cat Stevens renamed himself again.
It does almost look like, you know, because he's not Cat Stevens, right? He's something else now? Yusuf?
Yeah, no. Yusuf Islam or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Oh, Cat Stevens. He should make a Christmas album. His voice would sound nice.
I was going to say, probably not an uber Islamic person is going to make a Christmas album.
Good point. Death
to all the infidels.
All emails can be sent to Tim.
But I realize that doesn't make sense because growing up in my house, Barbra Streisand was one of the Christmas albums we listened to a lot. And it was only recently I was like, why the fuck is she singing a Christmas album?
Money, 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 money.
Money is the religion of all. It crosses over.
Gentile cash, it spends just the same. So hand me yours and I'll spend it to buy stuff that's insane. Hey!
Oh, goy. So my number 4/2 is Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh.
You are keeping it classical this year, sir.
Tchaikovsky.
From the Nutcracker Suite, yeah.
Oh, no, that's a do-do-do-do-do.
Yep.
Or no, that's do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, they're all the same. Not really.
it's all that same cracker music.
It's all that...
That cracker jungle music.
That cracker nut music.
That comes to life. Scares the girl.
I feel like the Nutcracker shouldn't have been so much like, hey, let's dance. It'd be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Mom, Dad, the Nutcracker's alive. Abandoned house.
Huge.
But it's magical, Andy.
The same thing should have happened when Frosty popped awake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the actual fuck?
Then one foggy
now
Christmas
Frosty's
Eve.
Surrounded by yellow snow.
It just trails off in a star pattern away from him.
And a speck of brown snow.
Just a speck?
Yeah.
It was so hot, it sunk down.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the other thing that happened to me this week. My son fell down the stairs like a slinky. And after the freakout was done, I told my wife, it's a good thing I already pooed this morning or else there'd be a pile at the top of the stairs. I was coming around the...
No, you can't launch in the whole story. We're already running out of time.
No, I was coming around the corner, and I hear thump, thump, and I look down the stairs in time to see my son going literally head over heels over head over heels down the stairs.
Kids are resilient.
He is. He was fine. He cried,
like, did he get to the bottom,
fine.
Land on his feet, and go, ah!
Actually, he did. Like, the last flip put him on his feet.
Did he just stand up and walk off?
He did not. Like, he flopped back against the stairs and, like, you know, breath out of him and, like, just turning pink. I raced down the stairs yelling, shit, 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 picked him up. Like, you know, I picked him up and then I was like, he could have hurt his spine. Like, I watched as his head was planted.
He could have hurt himself.
Yeah. His head was planted against the stairs and his legs were, like, way back behind his head, like one of those, circus contortionists.
Wait, are you contending that a fall down the stairs could have hurt your child?
Yes.
All right.
So I scoop him up to check on him, and I was like, I'm moving a kid who just bent his spine. All
right, Captain Story, now my kid's crying again. Bye.
You know what? That kid was going to be crying in the middle of hearing about the Noah's number
song.
Two. Anyway, so fuck
him. Noah's number two.
My number two is called, well, Tim should be here. I'll just put in the show. I am Toy Jackpot by Blackalicious. I'm going to make
I don't even need to hear that song to know I love it.
It was on like some Target, some free Target Christmas album that came out like a few years ago. I heard like a commercial. I'm like, who is that?
I love Blackalicious. I like Blackalicious.
Yeah, Blackalicious is great. Toy jackpot. I mean, that's like that distills Christmas down to its essence right there.
Yeah.
At least for kids, that is awesome.
That kid's got some healthy lungs.
Yes. You know what that kid said? I shouldn't have told that story. He's sad. He heard about my son falling down the stairs, and he thinks that's tragic. Whoa. Oh, want to go 3 men and a baby on this one?
I just got that joke. The 3 men and a baby.
I think Tim put his baby in a chokehold.
Go sleep.
Shh. No fear, only dreams now. It's disturbingly silent from Tim's side.
Maybe he muted himself.
Who else?
I muted him myself because he's not stopping anytime soon. So where are we on the countdown?
Where are you?
We're to you, number one.
Oh, well. Crap on my face. Well, then my number one is Stephen Colbert singing another Christmas song. I love that song completely unironically and also ironically. I love that goddamn song. James, you quieting down for this? You excited about Stephen Colbert? Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
He's happy he's going to take over late night.
It's just a big song that's just like, hey, this is just a big money suck of a song I wanted to create so that I would get royalties every year when they play this song. But it's actually a pretty good sounding Christmas song if you're not paying attention to the lyrics. But the lyrics are also funny. And I played it for Noah, and he's like, who is this, Michael Bublé? I'm like, nope, that would be Stephen Colbert.
Is this his last week of the shows, or is it 2 more weeks?
I think it might be 2 more weeks, but... Really? Right now? This had to happen? You're ruining Christmas, Scrooge. Alright. I think it's 2 more weeks, but I know Monday is Barack Obama Day. He has Obama. He's like actually going to DC and having Obama on the show.
That's gonna be so great.
And that's the end of my number one. And unless I think of something witty to say, I'm going back on mute.
Alrighty.
Okay. My number one is Stevie Wonder's "What Christmas Means to Me," and it's very like Motowny and it's happy and like every time I hear it, it just makes me so happy. It makes me smile and dance, and it's just such a happy song. So that's why I like it.
Nice.
That's it. Pretty simple.
My number one is because I can no longer hear Carol of the Bells without thinking "Okay" at the end. It's Mr. Mackey singing Carol of the Bells.
Okay.
Hark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all sing to say, ding dong, okay.
I love that song.
Thanks, Tim. That was witty.
Oh,
Tim. I listen to it a lot.
More wittiness.
Really favorite song from that soundtrack.
Really contributing.
Okay, my final song is Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby. Reminds me of being again nostalgia, like you know, Christmas comes, you know, you're driving around the car, and then comes on, like Santa Baby, so hurry down my chimney tonight.
What version did you say?
Eartha Kitt.
Not Madonna.
Oof.
Please.
No. That did not need to be remade.
No.
Very nice choice, Noah. Way to take it out. Do we have
that
any,
was a nice choice at the end.
Do we have any honorable mentions anyone wants to drop in?
I do.
I have two.
All right. Tim?
Incredibly sleep-deprived editor Tim here. Instead of putting each individual honorable mention song underneath us as we talk, I'm just going to pick one honorable mention song and let it play out to the end because I am tired and I am sick of looking up songs. But... want to know about these songs? I put the list to the honorable mentions in the show notes.
Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
All right. Really? I'm doing my honorable mentions, man. It's not very honorable. Christmas in Killarney by Bing Crosby. Make a Melikaliki Maka by Bing Crosby. Mm-hmm. The Disneyland mm-hmm. Fireworks song by Disneyland. And I think that's it. Bye. I love you.
Should I just go?
Yeah, sure.
So as cheesy as it is, I like "Oh Holy Night" by Celine Dion, and it's so dramatic and You know how she is. Oh, yeah. Everything's like Titanic, yep, kind of thing. So it's over the top, but it's fun if you want to like just sing in your car and pretend like you're Celine Dion. It's fun to sing along with and try and hit all those notes. And then I like Silent Night by Stevie Nicks. That's kind of more of a classic rock type version. And then Duke Ellington, a jazz composer, he does a version of the Nutcracker Suite, which is the Nutcracker music, but a little jazzed up, but not like overly jazzed up. It's still classy. And that's Duke Ellington composed that.
Nice.
Or rearranged it, I guess. Andy, you have any honorable mentions?
I've got a couple of honorable mentions and a dishonorable mention. So there was another Trans-Siberian Orchestra one that almost made my list, which is called Christmas Canon Rock, which is sort of a rearrangement of Pachelbel's Canon. Also, Trepak by from the Nutcracker Suite. And Grace Jones performing Little Drummer Boy on the Pee-wee Christmas Special. It is sheer madness. And in fact, although Tim may be inserting the song underneath this, you really have to see the video, which is available online. So hopefully Tim put that link in the show notes without saying what it was. Because, yeah, it is. She is wearing, like, this weird, like, headpiece and, like, chest armor. And, I mean, it's fucking Grace Jones. You know it's going to be insane. But, yeah, beautiful.
So, she's still alive?
I think so.
What about
I don't know.
Abe Pagoda? Let's check.
I know Bridget Nielsen, you know. I think of the two of them together for some reason. Huh. I guess same kind of crazy late yeah. 80s.
Yep, Grace Jones still alive. You go, Grace Jones. Huh. So my dishonorable mention is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, I hate that song!
the guy that I'm staying at his house, that's one of his favorites.
I want a hippopotamus to eat that child because hippopotamuses are one of the most dangerous animals. They kill more people than sharks.
Yep.
That's funny.
They kill more black people than white police officers.
Ooh.
I mentioned I bought a Christmas tree, side note, and I brought it home and I was like, oh man, I didn't realize how much of this was brown. Our Christmas tree is so brown, I'm afraid the Ferguson police are going to shoot it for no reason.
Well, don't take it to New York, they'll put it in a chokehold.
Nothing? Noah? Robin?
That's pretty bad with only the white dudes laughing at you there,
yep,
Tim.
Apparently that joke missed its mark incredibly.
Yep.
I'll workshop it, I'll come back with something else.
So it's like, the white guy's laughing. That's a bad sign.
This is why Chappelle quit the Chappelle Show.
Yep.
Oh.
Racism is inherently funny.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's inherently funny?
So I meant sometimes. Never mind.
I get you, Jerko. All right, Noah. Any honorable mentions?
Nope.
No on memes?
Nope.
No, are you even paying attention anymore?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Nope.
Noah's got
no, I'm paying
open.
Attention. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to save my Christmas songs for next year.
No, I'm thinking ahead.
I don't know if we can do this again next year, but all right.
Yeah, you never know with Tim.
You do never know with Tim.
This is true.
Maybe it'll be 2 years. Maybe you'll have a whole other group of favorite songs by then, though, and then you won't get your chance to use these songs.
Unlikely. We're old and our tastes are pretty much set.
Yeah, pretty much the nostalgia is all locked in. We are there's a finite amount of Christmas songs that are gonna fire Noah's nostalgia.
Yeah. No, don't rethink it.
Never
just
trust.
Oh, okay.
That a jury will indict a cop that killed somebody.
Me?
Sure.
You're doing it like a crying baby.
Ah. This week, I hate the phrase social justice warrior. Actually, that's not true. I like the phrase social justice warrior because it tells me that the person who's saying it is a douchebag. That's like my douchebag monitor. It's like, wait, so you would prefer social injustice?
No, buddy, not right now. We're still doing the show. Both my kids are in here now.
Excellent.
It's a family affair.
Oh, hey now. Oh, not that sort of affair.
All right, so what we've done, or...
Any words of wisdom from Robin, or shall we just... Let this
what
die.
Are you saying? I don't understand what you guys are doing.
Oh, it's just a long running gag.
Is it a tagline?
Yeah.
Just something we do at the end
of
the episode.
Yeah, we each have catchphrases. If you want to start your own, you can.
My token uterus takes tokens.
James didn't like it, but he didn't hear it.
Cherish the holidays forever and always believe.
Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, at Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim at Tancast.com, Andy at Tancast.com, or Noah at Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards at tancast.com or yourmom at tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber jabber for 1 week, and remember, John Williams wrote the best Superman theme there is.
Now every other time you have to think of something that your token uterus does.
Okay. I can do that. Challenge accepted.
My token uterus bakes cakes.
My token uterus heals the world.
Oh, I wish.
My token uterus cannot spell Mississippi. All right. This ran very long.
Yeah. Well, with an extra person, you know, it kind of adds...
Yeah, it's no big deal. I mean, another, well, not big deal for me. Five. Maybe big deal for Tim.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
All right, I'm going to stop recording
Yeah,
this.
I don't know when this thing's going to come out.
We love you, Tim.
Thank you guys for having me on again.
Thanks for being on again.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot. You guys are fun.